Grace to you, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the Epistle to the Romans this evening, Paul calls on the Romans, "May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another." From the New Seekers in the 1970s, "I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills of peace throughout the land." Harmony is more than one note played at the same tone, or everyone singing the same note in unison. Usually, we would prefer harmonious harmonies, notes that sound good, that sound right together. But there are other kinds of harmonies, harmonious relationships. That is to say, relationships where people work together, share common interests, and are essential. Harmonious goals for communities that we share. And of course, we work for the harmonious relationships in our families. In all of our relationships, we generally close together, share a vision, and far more at peace where there is harmony rather than discord. Paul said, "We need that, you Romans." Harmony Road and the Harmony Community Lutheran Church in the Middletown Valley of Frederick County in Maryland, I used to pass by there so often and even gone through it, what must be left of the Harmony community. Why would a community call itself Harmony? Was there a potential discord once upon a time that convinced them of the cost of conflict? Maybe they believed that they had found real harmony in their relationships with one another. It has seemed to me that the community who named itself Harmony was simply stating a goal, knowing how difficult harmony frequently is. Which brings me back to St. Paul and the Romans. "May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ." St. Paul was writing his introductory letter to the congregation in Rome. He knows that Rome is a place of great diversity and specifically conflict between Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians who make up the congregation in the capital city of the empire. So he prays his hope for them. Perhaps He is also praying for us. As we look forward, there is no more important prayer and effort in this place than the work of harmony. It's not easy. But Jesus will reflect again and again the vision and promise of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. For the Old Testament component found in the prophecy of Isaiah, who points to God's kingdom as the very opposite of violent rhetoric and pervades so much of our public discord. To be sure, there will be no room in the kingdom of God for the wicked. But you have seen the images of Isaiah's peaceable kingdom used in remarkable contemporary images. The wolf and the lamb living together. The leopard and the lamb lying down together. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And the little child of all things leading them. The once predatory lion eating straw like an ox. A human baby in the arms shall play over the hole of one kind of poisonous viper, and the toddler putting his hand at the adder's den. The adder is a viper related to the asp noted in the previous verse. As beautiful as Isaiah's image is, it is an image where everything is miraculously turned upside down. Lions are carnivores, but in this image they have become herbivores, eating grass like cattle. This is necessary because in this vision, God's will for his people, nothing will hurt or destroy where God's will prevails. That is the miraculous counterpoint to life as usual, where we talk about collateral damage and the cost of doing business. In God's kingdom, the kingdom pointed to by Isaiah and then echoed by Jesus, nothing and no one will hurt or destroy. And that ultimately will be harmony, absolute harmony. What would that look like in this place? Listen, pray for, give aid. Here in this place, we too often suffer a bit of destructive luck. As a nation, we're having a hard time finding anything that begins to look harmonious. And so may the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even Paul might find his pleasure in our harmonious relations. Harmony? I can point out too many failures, but to quote St. Paul, May the steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another. May God's peace, may God's generous, may God's love be the task, be the life, and be the hope of this community of faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen.